I still have pain, but my thinking is, I don't think of myself as an invalid. I think of myself as a vibrant, sexy woman.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am in Akranes, Iceland. Am I saying it right?
You're saying it right.
Oh, thank goodness. As you know, I'm traveling around interviewing incredible women in tech, and I was lucky enough to meet Pauline at an amazing Women in Tech meetup that Paula Gould put together for us. Definitely reach out to Paula. Paula Gould on Twitter, G-O-U-L-D. She's amazing. She's completely connected me to the incredible Icelandic startup scene happening here. And everybody needs to know. I mean, she's already a celebrity. You've been on, it's not You Think You Can Dance. Is it? What's the?
Oh, Iceland's Got Talent.
Okay, she's been on Iceland's Got Talent, that show where you sing. As you could tell, she's an incredible singer. Everybody knows her around town. All the youngins call her mom. And her chicken soup is famous. I got to experience it tonight. She's just incredible. And she's an incredible, incredible human. And what she's doing for the female demographic is she is really opening up the doors to finding out the ins and outs to menopause. And she is on her path to building an app to aid in that. And she already has a successful podcast that informs people on, you know, what to do about menopause, what solutions there are, how it affects you. Pauline, why don't you take it over?
So I'm Pauline. Hi. Greetings from Iceland. It's got a Scottish accent, not an Icelandic accent. I'm married an Icelander. Yeah, so I started having menopausal symptoms when I was 40, and it was quite severe and extreme. When you're told, like, you're having what they call perimenopause, your first thing is like, when is it going to finish? And I searched online, and there was not much at all. And what was online was basically for medical doctors. And I have a training in medical science, so I understood it. But I also have this gift of being able to sort through all the waffle and make it simple. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me that your average woman, when she was hearing about progesterone and estrogen and luteinizing hormone and DHEA and whatever, it was like Greek. It was like they don't want to know all these names. They want to know, how can I get better?
Right.
How can I improve? And
right.
When will it finish? I learned as much as I could, and I love to perform. When I was going through the stage of doing cabaret, you know, before, for many, many years, I did folk songs. Like the song I sang for you today was a folk song. But I really love cabaret and dressing up in glitter and everything. And actually, during my perimenopause, I had got so sick and I had got fat and I was walking with walking sticks. And one morning I woke up and I said, no, I've had enough. I don't want to be ill for the rest of my life. I want my life back. Mm-hmm. And something just switched in my head. And then I started to say, okay, I'm going to walk a little bit, I'm doing the exercise, I'm going to stop eating all this ice cream and chips and we would call crisps. And I put on about 30 kilos over a few years. The doctor gave me some hormone replacement pills and also antidepressants.
Right.
And the doctor said to me, oh, actually the antidepressants will probably help you better than the hormone pills. And I took them for 2 weeks, nothing happened. And then one day I walked into the bathroom and I saw this big fat woman in the mirror. And I actually turned around to look to see, who is this big fat woman? And then I realised it was me. Because in my mind, I was still 63 kilos.
Yeah.
Here I was like 90, I was 98 kilos, so it was actually more than 30 kilos. So then I really had to do something about it. I lost 18 kilograms and I threw away my walking sticks.
And how long did that take?
About 1 year from that day that I woke up until I could finally say I've lost 18 kilograms. I still have more to lose, but I've been on a plateau. I still have pain, but my thinking is, I don't think of myself as an invalid. I think of myself as a vibrant, sexy woman.
You are a vibrant, sexy woman.
Thank you. So, but in the process, I thought, well, what can I do to help other menopausal women? Because, you know, if this was something that men went through, there would be millions and billions thrown at it to find, of course you can't find a cure, it's a natural right. thing, but to help them with the symptoms.
Right.
There would be billions thrown at it because sadly, unfortunately, it's a woman's problem.
Right.
It gets neglected. In the Western world, it's actually been quite taboo. People haven't talked about it. I mean, my mother never mentioned it ever, you know. But recently, a lot of famous women have been going through menopause and they've been speaking out about it, which has kind of opened the closet door a tiny little bit.
Right.
But I made it one of my life goals to, in the next 10 years, I want menopause to be talked about in the workplace, in the family, in society in general. It'll be just, oh yeah, that's just normal, you know, instead of like, oh, don't talk about that. But I think a lot, women also have to blame for that because a lot of women are embarrassed to admit that they're perimenopausal or menopausal. I go to conferences and I see a woman having a hot flush and I see other signs of menopause and I'll say to her, I hope you don't mind me asking, but are you having a hot flash? Are you going through perimenopause? No. I'm too young for that. You know, and they're in total denial. But unless you face up to it and try to do something about it, your life won't improve.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, it's really difficult for women to admit that they're going through this phase in their life. And one of the things I love is comedy. So I thought, right, I'm going to make a fun show. And so it's something like the Vagina Monologues, but it's like for menopause.
Okay,
so
oh, wait, you're talking about your live show or your podcast?
The live show.
Okay.
I performed it in some places in the USA, in UK and in Iceland. But my average audience was about 50 women. So one place it went to about 100. But I wanted to reach the world. And I thought, I'm not going to live long enough to reach the world if I do it in small shows like this. So then I thought of writing a book. But I'm so hyper and it would take me so long to write a book. Then I discovered podcasting and I thought, I can do that. So I went on a podcasting course and did that. And so now I've got 34 episodes.
So cool. Yeah. Give me five. Oh, wait, I'm totally missing it. The title of your show, your podcast.
The title of my show is Menopause Morph.
Menopause Morph.
Morph, because we're morphing. I use that analogy.
And everyone can find it on iTunes and Stitcher. And
Morph is M-O-R-P-H. And basically, I'm using the analogy of the caterpillar going through the chrysalis stage.
Right.
And it's like, we as you know, most of us, we spend our life just with our heads down, munching away, doing the daily things like, you know, waking the kids up, making the breakfast, taking them to school, going to work, coming home, going to the shopping, cooking. And it's just, we're just like caterpillars. We're just munch, 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 head down. Then when we go into menopause, our bodies are hot and sticky and changing. We don't know what the hell is going on, do you know what I mean? But eventually, that chrysalis will emerge as a butterfly, a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, that's nice.
And this is what I say to people. We're transforming. We're in the chrysalis stage just now. And we will eventually emerge as beautiful butterflies.
Aww. And then the app, like, this is important that I build an app.
Uh-huh. I started to make this journal for women to write down everything that they eat that day, any exercise or any supplements or medicines. And then on the other side of the page, there's symptoms and you grade it from 0 to 9. You know, if you had hot flushes, was it like a 3 or was it a 9?
Right.
And all my younger friends, they said, why don't you make an app? Why don't you make an app? And to be honest, I didn't even know what I'd heard this people app this and app that. And I thought, what on earth is this app? So I had to, and they said application. I said, okay, it's an application, but what the hell is an application? Do you know what I mean? I have an application of my nail polish. It's so vague. You know? But the more I learned about it, the more I thought, yeah, this would really be good. You know, a friend of mine, she showed me, she has a period app and she can check out when her periods are strong or how many days in between and how she feels when she's having it and is she having like premenstrual tension and things. And I thought, yeah, this would really work for menopausal women, perimenopausal women, because nearly everybody nowadays has a mobile phone. And we can put down, for example, say, okay, I had 3 glasses of wine tonight or 1, you know. And then the next day you notice that you're having more hot flushes or that you're having night sweats or you're getting more irritable. You know? Because most people contact me because they're having extreme symptoms. Only about 30% of women have extreme menopausal symptoms. The rest just sail through it. And to be honest, a lot of the ones who sail through it have no sympathy for the ones who do have symptoms because they never experienced
right.
it. And they think, oh, you're just hallucinating or exaggerating right. or something. For me, my biggest symptom was memory loss. In fact, it was so severe that I was sent to be tested for Alzheimer's or dementia. And eventually through all the tests, they said, oh, we think it's a combination of, you know, I have rheumatoid arthritis and some other autoimmune diseases. So they said, we think it's like a combination of that, the medicines you take for that, stress, and menopause. And this was like the first time menopause was mentioned in all this scary memory loss thing. And for my case, it was severe. It wasn't like, oh, I can't find my key ring or anything like that. You know, this was, for a couple of years, my husband and my son, they were talking about things like, oh, do you remember when we were on holiday and somebody's car broke down and we took them into our caravan for coffee? And no, oh, I don't remember that at all. And I thought they were just teasing me or winding me up or something like that. But this one day I woke up in a panic. And I thought, oh my God, I forgot to go to the school. And like, my older son is autistic and he had this team of special teachers around him. So every 3 months or so, we had this meeting with the regular teacher, the special teacher, the head of the school, the social worker. So I phoned the school and I said, and I spoke to the special teacher. I'm so sorry I didn't come yesterday. I feel so bad about it. And she said, what are you talking about? You were here. And I had no memory of it whatsoever.
Incredible. Yeah.
So then I realised something is seriously wrong here.
Yeah.
You know. And that's when I started to get it checked out. So when they said the magic word menopause, I thought, great. It's not Alzheimer's. It's not dementia. And if it's just menopause symptoms, that when the menopause is finished, then my memory will come back.
Totally.
So then my mission was to find out, when will it end? When will it finish? You know? So I had a lot of motivation to find out about menopause. But the more that I investigate and the more difficult it was to find out information, the more I thought, I'm going to break this jail open and let this information out to the world.
Right, right.
Because I'm not the only woman going through that. You know? And today I was doing some statistics and they say that between now and 2025, there will be something like 550 million women will go through menopause. That's a lot of women.
That's a lot of women.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, every single woman, if she lives long enough, will go through menopause. So why do we not know more about it?
And what are your next steps to building the app?
I have one lady who was very interested in the idea. So I have to write out a sort of business plan or write out exactly what I want the app to do. And then she will help me with it. And today I made an application for a grant. It's called Gullegith. It means the golden egg. And it's not for, the prize is not very much. It's 1 million krona. That sounds a lot, 1 million. Uh-huh. But that's, if you divide that by 115, then you'll find out how many dollars that is. So, but
hey, listen, it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. But also with that, they have courses that educate you on business and marketing. Yeah, and how to find other funding. Mm-hmm. So that in itself, and also if you just apply for this golden egg thing, then you are allowed to go to these courses.
I mean, it's all a journey. And I think one thing that's inspiring everybody right now listening is that it's never too late to start a company. I mean, you already have a successful candy company. You should tell us a little bit about that too. But it's never too late to start a company. And more importantly, even if you know nothing, when you find something that you're utterly passionate about and you want to have it exist, there is a way. You just need to start taking steps forward. Would you say that's...
Definitely. I mean, when I started my candy company, I knew nothing about business at all. And that was an accident. I always say I was an accidental entrepreneur.
I already ate all your candy, by the way.
It's very nice. But because of my menopause thing, and I don't eat sugar anymore, I'm very good. But yeah, it's like I was 52 when I started that company. And I used that a lot in menopause morph because I wasn't the only person who wanted a new life, who wanted a new start. So many menopausal women, when I say menopausal, I'm including perimenopause and menopause. Yeah.
And remind us, what is the difference between the two?
Okay, perimenopause is the years before menopause. Menopause itself means 12 months without a menstrual period. Unless you've taken a record of your period, you won't actually know until you're officially menopausal because it's 1 year after that, you know. Mm-hmm. But luckily, a lot of women, because their periods begin to become erratic, then they will take a note of it. In my case, I went 10 months without a period. And then I had a period. So then I had to start the 1 year countdown again. See, what happens is when we're children, we have all these dreams about becoming a ballerina or a singer or a doctor or something. And then estrogen kicks in And our brains just get sort of brainwashed into thinking of guys. And, you know, all we can think about is guys and getting a partner and having kids. But then once that hormone dissolves from your body, let's say, the real you comes back. And your dreams of being a ballerina and a doctor or an Indian chief come back. Maybe you're too late to be a ballerina. But you start to think of, because basically estrogen is kind of brainwashing you into being a carer. You're caring for your children, you're caring for your husband. And that brainwashing enzyme, or hormone rather, disappears. And you think, what about me?
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, they say on an aeroplane, put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you help others. And that's when you, so when you start to be menopausal, you think, yeah, what about me? I've been doing everything for everybody else. I've been at the bottom of the heap. Maybe it's time for me to do something for myself. Then a lot of women realise, like, why am I in this crappy job? I've been in this crappy job for 25 years and I hate it. And then you think, well, the reason I'm in the crappy job is because I needed to feed my kids or, you know, buy a house or whatever. But is that my priority now? My kids have, like, grown up and flown the nest or they're at college or, you know, whatever. And is what's my motivation for being in this crappy job? And a lot of them get out of those crappy jobs and look for something that they really want to do. And a lot of women start their own business. A lot of women get divorced and think, why am I putting up with this crappy husband? But then a lot of another group of women, they get divorced because their menopausal symptoms are so severe that their mood swings are like a nightmare. And I have a lot of men contact me and saying, what happened to my wife? I said, this woman is sharing the bed with me. It's not my wife. This is some crazy monster. And like, will my wife come back? And I said, yeah, mostly when the menopausal symptoms subside, you will get your loving wife back. But unless they're educated about this, then the fights just happen. And the woman themselves, the woman is even more freaked out because she's behaving totally irrational and she doesn't know why.
Yeah.
And so it's bad for everybody. So, like, maybe he's been leaving his dirty socks on the floor for 25 years, 30 years, and she's just picked them up and put them in the laundry, and one day she's in, I'm going to kill you if you put that sock on the floor one more time. And so it's really, really a stressful time.
So what's the next step for building the app?
Well, I need to get funding. When I went to that tech meeting that you were at, I was totally gobsmacked when this lady said she had got 20 million krona grant to make an app. And I was lucky I was sitting down or I would have fallen down. And I thought, 20 million krona for an app? Because I thought it's maybe going to cost $2,000 or $3,000 or something like that. And then again, you're like, 20 million, you have to divide that by 115 to get how many is in dollars. It's quite a lot. You know what I mean? It's like, I bought my house for 20 million krona. and I couldn't. And I was just like stunned. And I went up to the lady and said, are you sure this 20 million for an app? She went, oh, yes. And that's just the seed money. So hopefully it won't cost that amount of money. But still, it will cost something. So I need to find some kind of funding to get
that off. So first is funding. And probably you applied for the grant.
Yeah.
And finding programming help. And
then because I have no idea. I'm not a tech person at all.
And so if you had one ask, I mean, so many people listen to this show. If you had one ask of your community here, how we could support you, what would that ask be?
It would be to help me program it. Why not? Why not go for the
golden egg? So if you have programming experience or you're an engineer or you know someone who's equally passionate or you have a personal story and someone connected to menopause, to get the word out and to really be supportive of the community, reach out to Pauline. And how can people connect with you?
They can contact me at pauline@menopausemorph.com. Or they can find me on Facebook. In Iceland, everything is done on Facebook. So I'm Pauline McCarthy 2, the number 2. A lady in New Zealand with the same name beat me to the first one.
Thank you, Pauline, so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast and especially for being an incredible person in my life and welcoming me to Iceland.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And your listeners, if they're listening, they can always try and contact me. And if I'm available, I can show them around or give them hints or tips or whatever.
Thank you. And you guys, if you want to connect with more extraordinary people like Pauline, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group. You just go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. That takes you straight to the Women in Tech Facebook group. I am Esprit Devora. Tweet at us, Women in Tech Show on Twitter or at Esprit Devora. I'll talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.